Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
8:04 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Steve Molesky joins us at 8:30, but right now, looking at the playoff situation, Ed, here are your teams: AFC, Broncos, Steelers, Texans, Jaguars, Bills, Patriots, Chargers. Who are the best quarterback out of the AFC? I gave you teams again: Broncos, Steelers, Texans, none of those teams, Jaguars, Bills, Patriots, Chargers.
Trevor Lawrence.
Trevor Lawrence, the best quarterback out of that group?
Right now.
I'm going still Josh Allen in the AFC.
All right.
NFC, Seahawks, Panthers, Rams, Eagles, 49ers, Bears, Packers. Who's the best?
Rams.
Rams. No doubt about it, Matthew Stafford. There's no question right now. So, you have Trevor Lawrence and Matthew Stafford, all right? In the championship, between those two, who's the best quarterback?
Maybe I think it's Lawrence right now.
Still Trevor Lawrence?
Yeah. I'll tell you why, because I'm just looking at, you know how momentum is so important?
Yes.
Larry points to when the Ravens won the Super Bowl, Flacco got hot and all that. You know, you look at, like, the Rams coming into the end of the season have lost two out of the last three out of the last six. They didn't end the season well. And to me, that means a lot where, and he didn't play well. He played well in the last game of the year, but he didn't play well the game before, if I remember. And it's like, Lawrence is just, they've been lighting it on fire. Like, you look at what they've done. They've won 8 in a row, 9 out of the last 10. And he's beaten so many playoff teams. I'm looking at it. Jacksonville beat the Chargers. They beat the Broncos. They beat the Texans. And they beat the Panthers this season. They did lose to the Rams and Seahawks. And they split with Houston. They lost one to them. But, I mean, he's beaten four playoff teams. And, you know, like Jake, you look at Drake May. They only played three playoff teams, and he lost to two of them. So, I mean, I just look at who's hot right now going in. I'm still going to go with Trevor Lawrence.
And I respect that who's hot, and that's fine. That is. I go on who's hot and also who's been there before. And Trevor Lawrence has not. He's been there. He did go to the playoffs, and he beat the
Steelers.
Chargers.
Oh, you're
Chargers. That wasn't Trevor Lawrence.
That was Trevor Lawrence, yeah.
Yeah, they beat the Chargers. They were down big, and they came back and won. So he's been in the playoffs before, granted that. But Josh Allen is the most talented and the most dominant quarterback in the playoffs. The only quarterback that I think I would take if I didn't have Josh Allen would be Matthew Stafford out of the quarterbacks that are in the playoffs. I'm going the best quarterback in the playoffs round right now, Josh Allen. And I think that's why, if you notice, all the national pundits are saying, if Josh Allen doesn't win this year, without Lamar, without
Mahomes,
without Burrow, if he can't win this year, Joe, he may never win. And that's what people are saying.
They're going to turn on him.
They're going to turn on big time, aren't they?
I mean, he still's riding a lot of goodwill for the game losing that they lost with 13 seconds left in regulation after this.
Yeah.
And he'll finally be, it'll be him and Lamar. Why can't they win the big one?
More so, I think him, because Lamar's never been in the playoffs without Allen and Mahomes to have to beat. Who's knocked Lamar out of the playoffs recently all the time? It's one of those two.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't been able to dodge them. Now Allen gets to dodge Burrow, Lamar, and Mahomes. Trevor Lawrence is the hot hand.
Yes.
But Trevor Lawrence ain't supposed to beat Josh Allen in the playoffs.
We'll see. You're right.
I'm not saying he won't.
Yeah.
I'm saying he's not supposed to.
No.
That's not supposed to happen.
Listen, Josh Allen's got a ton of playoff experience.
I hope he does. But I'm just... Because right now, in fact, the Bills are... And the Jaguars are home dogs.
Mm-hmm. I'm not surprised.
One and a half points.
Yeah. But I mean, the Bills have a lot of postseason experience because they've been going every year. You know, so I think that matters.
410-583-1057. Who are all the home dogs? Damn. The Panthers are 10.5 point home dogs. 10.5 at home at Ed.
10.5. What?
10.5 point dogs at home.
Really?
The Panthers, yeah, to the Rams.
That's a lot.
I know.
That's a ton in a playoff.
The Bears are home dogs. I told you the Jags are home dogs. And that's it. Oh. Yeah, the Steelers are home dogs. The Texans are 3-point favorites to them in Pittsburgh. So, man, half the field is home dogs.
Yeah. Well, I guess that goes to the point of, you know, winning your division is no guarantee you're the best team in the match for that week. Because we've seen it before with the 7-9 Seahawks and the Saints.
What you want, Buffalo, though?
Man, good morning, gentlemen. Good morning. I just appreciate you talking good about Josh Allen today. I just wanted to let you know that. This is the first time I didn't have to call and tell you there would be no Buffalo slander out your mouth. Man, it's great that I'm hearing that, and the fact that, you know, people turned on Jesus back in the day, so, man, you know.
Man, that dude ain't Jesus.
That dude ain't Jesus.
Buffalo Zoe, let me do me a favor, man. Do me a favor. Don't call in here bumping your gums about your Bills, all right? We don't want to hear it.
What's wrong?
We don't want to hear it, man. Hey, man, Happy New Year to you, brother. One of my favorite callers, Buffalo.
Me too,
Zoo, man. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. We're going to talk some Orioles baseball a little bit later with Keith Molesky. That's at 8:30. But on the other side, Mike Tomlin said that it seemed the NFL teams have less patience with their head coaches than before. Had Mike Tomlin been there for like 19 years?
He's the number one tenured coach.
I don't know if you're the one that should be saying this, Tomlin. Do you agree or disagree? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I agree. Being impatient and being Don Shula and Tom Landry are two different things, Ed.
Yeah. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind. I think Tom Landry was really mistreated.
He was in
the end. But that doesn't have anything to do with what's going on right now, I don't think.
Yeah.
You know, it's different owners and different.
Yeah. I think the Bills haven't won anything. They haven't fired their coach. Mm-hmm. That would be impatient. The Dolphins haven't fired their coach yet, and he's underachieved.
Badly, yeah.
You know, that's not being patient. Yeah. The Jets could have easily had a knee-jerk reaction and fired their coach this year. They're not. The Bengals, well, they're cheap. That doesn't count. Stefanski had several chances to turn it around, and he didn't. The Texans, they got rid of a coach because he didn't want to tank, but they would. The definition of patience, they hired a young coach, and they let him grow up.
And now look. And then again, with Harbaugh, it's like he was here 18 years.
Yeah.
That wasn't a knee-jerk. I'm surprised, and apparently we'll talk about, you know, who had what opinion from what we're hearing about his departure in the building. But, I mean, he was there a long time, and you know, people were, you know, clamoring for change, not saying the fans should make the decision. But, I mean, it wasn't like things were going great in the last couple of years with you know, the way the fan base was turning. And even people inside the building may not agree with the firing. But the owner gets to make that decision. And he's been here 18 years, and he's, you know, look, he's going to do really well no matter what he does. So I don't know if people feel bad about it because so many people you wanted to change. Now you got it. Now you're going to have a big upheaval. You're going to get an entirely new coaching staff. Like, nobody's probably going to survive this. And a bunch of players will probably be gone. So it's going to be a different team.
I have a 5-star restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
It costs to come. We have the best of everything. You know, if you come here, it's going to cost you, but the food and the atmosphere and the ambiance is worth every dime.
Mm-hmm.
I get a new manager, or maybe the manager that I always had. All of a sudden, you start losing something there. Maybe not the food. Maybe it's the atmosphere. Maybe it's the ambiance. But it causes people to go elsewhere. Yeah. Or it causes people to say, I'm going to spend this money, but I'll spend it elsewhere. Because at the end of the day, it is disposable income. Because I can go any place I want.
That actually happened to me.
So what happens is, as the owner of this restaurant, I have to make a change because I got to bring people back. Because without people, I don't have a business. The fans do have a say in a roundabout way of who's going to coach.
They buy the gear, buy the tickets.
They do have a say because when they stop coming, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
Or if they're not buying your gear anymore. They're not buying. Yeah. Fans speak with dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And even though I don't think butts in the seats are as important as some things are, I do know paraphernalia is.
That's a real thing. And if they're not buying your gear, that's a real signal because there's a ton of money in that stuff.
Yes.
By the way, I saw a kid with a black Lamar jersey on in Sarasota last week.
Really?
Yeah, that was very cool. You don't see many Ravens jerseys around the country. But yeah. But yeah, that's what that's how they do it. And it's funny you mention that because there's a restaurant. I won't mention the name because I don't want to criticize a restaurant. But it's downtown, all the way down. And I used to go there all the time. The manager's name was Vinny. He was engaging. He was friendly. He'd see if you were hang out with you, talk to you. We talk all kinds of politics, crime, sports. He had a falling out with them. They replaced him with somebody who had the personality of an empty locker. And everything went downhill. And I don't go there anymore. I just don't go because it's not even nearly the same. The staff is lazy now. They don't pay attention to anything because nobody pushing them. He's got no personality. I'm like, wow, this was a terrible mistake. I wonder how they're doing, but not good.
Yeah. When you lose, start losing clientele, you start losing people, you got to make changes. And I think that's what Steve Bisciotti feared. I think he feared maybe he saw his people notice some things and said, hey, you know, we might want to get out in front of this.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not wait. Let's get out in front of this. Let's have an act of goodwill for our fans, and let's move in another direction. Eli in Parkville. What's up, Eli?
Good morning, fellas. I just want to talk about the Harb situation. I really want Miami to fire Mike McDaniel so that way he could be our head coach and then Brian Flores could be our defensive coordinator. I just think that we need an offensive mindset for a head coach because we never had one, and then I just want to see what it would look like.
So you want McDaniels to be the head coach?
Yeah.
I don't call the offensive plays, you mean? Like actually take the offense?
Yeah, I just want to see what the offense would look like with somebody like him running it. Like, just imagine Lamar. Like, look what
McDaniel would be the great offensive coordinator, but I think he's proven in Miami that he's not head coaching material. I think he's proven that right now. Some guys, Josh McDaniel in New England, tremendous offensive coordinator, but I think he's proven over and over he's not the guy that can run a team. And I think Mike McDaniel down there in Miami has proven that too. I don't think he's mature enough to handle running the day-to-day operations of a football team. Offensive coordinator, fine.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I just don't think he's a good head coach. I don't. So there's that.
You know, bringing the guy, you had something, Joe? Thought you had something.
Yeah, no. No, it's not related to this.
Okay.
I got a squirrel moment.
Go ahead.
You did.
Who's out next?
Steve Molesky.
What did you call him one time?
Steve Molesky?
No, you called him something else.
Today?
Just...
I called him something else today?
Yes.
Yeah.
We're going to talk some Orioles baseball a little bit later with Keith Molesky. Keith. We're going to talk some...
you called him Keith again. That's his brother. The first time that happened, Jeremy went, huh? What? Is that his brother? Does he have his brother named Keith?
It's funny. It happened. Now it's to the point where I know what he meant. It's
like, I had to go back. But yes, I'm sorry, Rob. I had a squirrel moment there. I couldn't get over it.
Sean and Rosedale. What's up, Sean?
So give me a minute to make this point. I'll be quick.
Go ahead.
One, I think Harbaugh is a good coach. Two, I think it was absolutely time, and I've been wanting him to be replaced for a while. The biggest thing, everybody goes, well, he's going to get picked up by anybody, blah, blah, blah. If he goes to New York, he's going to make them a 500 team. If he goes to, say, Cleveland, he would make them a 500 team. The problem is I don't think he's going to make it to the – I don't think he's the coach to make it to the championship anymore. My question for you guys is that's what I never hear. Everybody says that he's going to get picked up by another team quickly, and maybe their goals are different than ours. But name me one coach that is in the playoffs right now that you would replace with Harbaugh.
That's a great question.
Oh, is he gone?
He's gone, yeah.
I'm here.
Oh, good. How do you come to a conclusion, and this is just a question, I'm just asking, that he would make them a 500 team, but nowhere beyond that?
He's a structure guy. I think he's a guy who comes in, he brings a structure, he brings motivation, he gets people working, and great. But when it's time to make in-game adjustments and the high-end coaching thing, that's what everybody complains about, right? Mm-hmm. So I think he's the kind of guy who will bring your organization a winning structure, but isn't the guy in the middle of the game that says, I'm good. Okay, when's the last time you guys actually said on the radio, Harbaugh was the difference in that game in a good way?
Mm-hmm. I got what you're saying. I just, because the only thing I'll say is, in the last 4 years, they went to the playoffs three of the last straight years. This year they missed only because of a missed field goal. So I agree with some of the stuff you said about decision making. I question things with time management. But to say that he's 500, he goes to the playoffs pretty much every year in the last 4 years. He missed it for a field goal this year, and it's kind of like, I get what you're saying.
Not agreeing or disagreeing with him, but I think his point is he gets there because of the talent, namely maybe number 8, and he's not going to have that guy in New York, so that's why he'll make them 500. I think that's what he's saying.
I don't think so. No, he's talking about the coach himself, I think. Because I think the Giants have the potential to be a good team. I don't think they're going, in the future, they'll be a good team in that division. I just think it's just because look at everybody in the playoffs. Pick a roster. I mean, it's everyone. I mean, we have Lamar. The Rams have Stafford. They have Puka Nacua. They have great players. I mean, look at what Drake May is doing. Look at the postseason rosters. They all have stars. Mm-hmm. Look at the pass rushers on the Texans.
Well, you can't get there without them.
You can't. So yeah. It's like, to me, it's why I don't think the argument that, we have Lamar. Well, okay. Doesn't hold water, though, because, you know, I'd take those bookend pass rushers the Texans have tomorrow morning.
Man, the problem is if they got here in this scheme, I don't know if they'd be as good. Terps, Indiana at 8:45. But on the other side, Mr. Molesky joins us to talk Orioles baseball
on
the Fan.
What you did there.
You know, the Orioles have been kind of quiet the last week or so, but we all wait with bated breath for the next move. It's going to be a pitcher. I'm telling you now, it's going to be a pitcher. Joining us right now is Steve Molesky. What's going on, Steve?
Guys, Steve couldn't make it. This is Keith.
Well played. Well played. Steve, first of all, Orioles have made a lot of moves this year. I was watching, looking at online, and there was a move made for a starting pitcher, and the team spent $8 million on a starting pitcher. We're going to put him in a rotation and all these things. And I looked over to Ed, and I said, you know what? Feels good because that's a move that the Orioles usually make. It was the Rockies picking up Mike Lorenzen to put him in a rotation for $8 million. That's usually an Orioles move. Not so much right now, Steve.
Well, and, you know, it's interesting. It feels like as good an offseason as they've had, and, you know, like some of these national analysts have called him the winner or the team of the offseason, and there's one every year that gets lauded for their activity and spending, and it's the Orioles, which you're just not used to that in Baltimore. But even with that, it feels like there's pressure to get one more big fish, and the clock is ticking, and everybody's wondering how this is going to play out. Did the Orioles get one? The Mets get one? Are there other teams in the hunt? How far will they go? It almost feels like if one of these pitchers says, give me $10 million more, I'll sign, you almost need to do it and get this thing over with and then go to spring with a team you feel like could really, really have a great year.
Well, you're hearing, you know, this. You hear more than we do because this is all you focus on. So who do you hear of, you know, where do you – you have Framber Valdez and Ranger Suarez being talked about. We've had, you know, news reports that they're really in on Suarez. I like either one. I think I wanted Valdez more, but is this – do you think this is a reality? I mean, do you know they're talking talks or they're hunting him down?
No, we just – don't get clued in. We, the media, and I don't speak for all the media. I only speak for one. That's me. So maybe I'm the guy who's not hearing it. But I think the Orioles, as most fans realize, play it very close to the vest. That's just how they do it with everything. And I mean, when they acquired players earlier, no one heard about Ryan Helsley, and boom, he's the closer. You know, Taylor Ward, they're trading for Taylor Ward. What? How good is he? Oh, he's a big home run bat. You know, here the names have just been out there for the longest time. And I'm with you. Either one would work for the Orioles. I felt all along, this is just my feeling, no one from the team has told me this, that the Orioles' ties to Framber Valdez, they know him from the previous time in Houston when staff was there. And I just don't think they're going to hold that incident with the catcher against him. I just think they're full speed ahead. He's a big ground ball pitcher. I mean, he's a big innings eater guy. I just really like Framber, Ranger Suarez. He's a little younger. His postseason record is tremendous. He's pretty good against left and right. You know, he's got a good blend of pitches. And I think he's ready to just continue to pop as a guy who can pitch to a low 3, high 2 ERA. So let's see how this thing rolls out. I mean, you don't want to go too – I mean, you don't want to go into spring training. That would really be bad because pitchers who sign during spring training –
doesn't turn out good.
That that doesn't turn out well. Yeah. I mean, it can, but historically it hasn't.
Here with Steve Molesky joining us, talking a little Orioles baseball. Steve, all of these things are great. Gunnar Henderson, though, 17 home runs. Jordan Westberg, 85 games played. Colton Cowser, 128 strikeouts and only 327 at-bats. And, of course, Adley Rutschman with a 673 OPS. All of these new signings are great, but without these guys bouncing back, it means nothing. Do you have the faith that these guys bounce back in 2026?
I do, because we've seen them do it. If we were saying, Rob, I need Gunner to be an 800 OPS guy, can he do that? Well, he has done that.
Yeah, he was 787 last year. Yeah,
right. So I mean, we're not asking them to do things they haven't done. There's just got to be a big cumulative effect for the young core on the addition of Alonso and Ward. I mean, it's just got to be. I mean, all of a sudden, you've injected two bats into the middle, and you're looking at that core of four or five young talents and not saying, well, you guys lead us, you guys carry us. Not only do they not have to lead the clubhouse, they don't have to do all the run production. They got help for both now. I just think that's going to be big. I think there will be a cumulative effect of all those veterans. Add Helsley to that. Add Eflin to that. These veteran talents are going to help lead this young group, and it might turn out to be a perfect blend. That's what the Orioles hope.
And Eflin, and now we have, what do you think of Baz with that move?
Well, he's got a lot of upside, as they say. Yeah. And I mean, the industry obviously valued him higher than the stat sheet because they realized he had him, you know, Tommy John, and he also played in the minor league ballpark where his stats were not good.
Yeah, that's true.
And they were very different outside of it. And, you know, if you look at the Orioles, they only have two pitchers who they project to start who threw a lot of innings last year. I mean, even Rodgers didn't start pitching till late in May in the major leagues. And we know Bradish is, you know, he's only made 14 starts the last 2 years. We know Kramer threw a lot of innings, and we know Baz threw a lot of innings. So their innings, as a rotation group, their innings challenged. That's where another guy in the mix would make that look better.
Yeah, I agree. Because I forget they played in Steinbrenner Field, which is ridiculous. By the way, I was just down there. Mm-hmm. They got the roof back.
Oh, did they do?
It's on.
That's good. It's on and popping. It's on. Hey, Steve, how can we find you online and on social media?
Check me out on my Substack, guys. I keep adding followers and readers, and so I'm thrilled about that. It's steveonbaseball.substack.com. Soon at that site, I'll have a podcast with Ben Badler of Baseball America. And let me tell you something that's going to be in the news soon, guys. This year, according to Baseball America reporting, when the international signing period opens in about a week, the Orioles are going to sign four players to $1 million or more contracts. Four.
That's big.
They've never had more than two in 1 year, and that was in 2021, the year they got Bisaio.
Yeah.
The last couple 4 years, they've had $1 million player. This year, they're going to get four of the top, like, 50 players. And so they're continuing to make a splash internationally.
Yeah, that was the goal when Elias came into town, and they're doing it, man. We said last year, Bisaio signing was more important than just locking him up. It sent a message to the rest of the international market.
It's going to help fortify this minor leagues for years, because as some of these players make their way to the Orioles, eventually, some of these international guys like Aaron Estrada and Luis De Leon and Keeler Morfey and names we've been hearing about for a year or two, some of these guys are starting to get closer. Bisaio was the first breakthrough, but he won't be the last.
There you go. Steve, thanks a lot, my friend.
All right, guys, enjoy it. See ya.
See ya, right. Keith.
By the way, Joe said he didn't clue him into that. He did that on his own.
He's been listening. He had to be listening.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Steve Bisciotti did not go to the advisement of others on the John Harbaugh firing. We'll talk about that at 9:15. But on the other side, Terps still winless in the Big Ten. Terps Hoosiers up next on The Fan.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We used to be way over here, and we're making progress. But the scoreboard doesn't say it. And Buzz Williams, in his first year at Maryland, is 0-for. And I have no justification for that other than I got to do better. And I'm going to try the best I can with the right attitude and the right tone to continue to find ways to study to help these guys.
I'm not going to lie to you, Ed, because I had so much going on. I probably have not thoroughly sat down and watched the Big Ten, Maryland Big Ten game.
Mm-hmm.
I watched a lot of the non-conference games because I was excited about the season. And then a lot of other things happened with me and coaching and all those things, and I couldn't really lock in on it. Maryland is understaffed. Maryland doesn't have the pieces to contend in the Big Ten right now. This is not about coaching. If it's not about coaching, if it's about coaching because you say he didn't properly recruit, I think he properly recruited the best that he could this year.
I mean, everybody left.
Yeah.
Except one player.
Yeah.
They had to rebuild the whole roster.
They just simply don't have the pieces right now. It's that simple.
Yeah.
Buzz Williams will go out and get the pieces, but right now, he doesn't have the pieces.
He doesn't have the pieces. First, they had to rebuild the entire roster. Then they've been hit with the injury bug. Your best player is out.
Yes.
What pains it, when's he back?
And, well, maybe it was suggested that he might not be back.
Correct.
Who we talked to yesterday?
Naki.
Chris Naki. First name is Chris, right?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to check.
Yeah, but he may not come back. So, you know, you rebuild the roster, then you hit with injuries. It's his first season. Like, please, everybody, pump your brakes, man. Like, he's got nobody right now.
No, he doesn't. It was sad to see that arena was empty last night. Did you see any of the game, Joe? Did you watch any of it? It was Joe didn't even watch. And that's not me judging Joe. It's just this is how it is right now. They're not very exciting. They're not. College basketball is one of those sports like college football. In this area, we're pro city. Baltimore's pro city. We watch the Orioles when they're bad so we can complain about them. That means we still love them. We watch the Ravens because we love football, and for the most part, they've had a winning organization over the last 20 years. But college sports, in order for us to watch it and go, they got to be good.
Yes. Yeah.
Unless we ain't watching. Mm-hmm. We're not definitely not going.
Well, that's a fact. I mean, and I don't think you compare anything to the NFL.
No, you can't.
I mean, your team can be terrible. They still show up, still watch, still wear the gear. It's just, it's different. It's a different thing. College sports, it's like, if your team's not good.
In this area.
Yes.
Yeah. Because I remember South Carolina Gamecocks when I lived down there. They had lost 20-something games in a row, and there was still 83,000, 84,000 people in that stadium.
It's a whole different thing, too. Yeah.
It's a religion. Let's go to Ray in Baltimore. What's up, Ray?
Hey, man, y'all about to attack me, man. I already know what's coming. You know what I'm saying? Y'all definitely, especially, hey, what's up, Commission? It's been a minute.
Why are we attacking you?
Because here's the bottom line. I talked to Michael Povich over the weekend, and I said that they should have gave Kevin Willard whatever he wanted. He's been the best X's and O's coach. Rob, you coach basketball, you know this.
Oh.
He's been the best X's and O's coach since Gary Williams.
Why am I attacking you? Why would I attack you for that?
What I'm saying is this, because as I came on, I heard the big man, the commissioner, said people need to be easy on him or whatever. He's a good personality. He's a good personality. He hasn't been good since he cut his hair bald and coached with Marquette, man. Listen, I don't see it. This man is going to be a complete and utter failure. They should have gave my man Kevin Willard whatever he wanted. And the bottom line is, I'm going to give way to you because I'm going to hang up the phone because you know I like to drop the mic. They should have gave him whatever he wanted, man.
He actually left I'll say this.
For you're a big Buzz Williams fan.
I'm a huge Buzz Williams fan.
So when you talk about that and then talk about the other stuff he said, go ahead.
You had Willard in the building. You had success. I love Buzz Williams. However, he's right. They should have given Kevin Willard anything he wanted. I agree. However, I don't think they could have because the final piece was this. Villanova does not have bowl subdivision. Football. They don't have that.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, they can give more money to basketball. This wasn't about Kevin Willard's salary.
I think it's just a better job.
The resources.
Yeah. Yes.
The resources suggest that he could spend more money in basketball.
That's what I was going to say.
Maryland couldn't jump that.
It's a better position. I think that's the bottom line. It's like, it's not throwing money at him was going to keep him. Maybe it would have. I don't think so, though. I just think the Wildcats have a better not basketball program per se.
They do.
But they do have a better basketball program historically now.
Who's won a national championship more recently?
Yeah.
Come on, man. Maryland fans don't want to buy into that, but it is.
Yeah.
It's a better situation. Ray, you're right. They should. If it came down to what they were paying him, then shame on them. But it did not. It came down to resources. Maryland couldn't provide that because Maryland has football bowl subdivision team. That means most of the money is spent there.
Mm-hmm.
But when you don't have that, you have football championship subdivision. That means most of the money can be spent in basketball.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he inherited.
Yeah.
It's not about that. And on top of that, from my understanding, he really didn't give Maryland a chance to really go back and forth. He had an AD on his way out. It was a mess. It was an absolute mess.
When I said pump your brakes, I just said it because it's only been half a season. What, halfway through?
Yeah.
Like
in the first season.
It's first season. Like rebuilding a team. Like what are you going to do? Throw him out the door? He's a failure already? I don't buy that.
Me either. I don't buy that either. Give him a chance, man. We don't want to give anybody a chance.
No. Definitely not.
I mean, Kevin Willard was awesome with the University of Maryland Terps when it was all said and done. I mean, but keep in mind, you know, he had Kevin Willard had a 16-17 season. He had 3 years here. In the middle, he had a 22-13 season. Then he had a 16-17 season before he bounced back with 27-9. So, you know, let it breathe a little bit there, Ray. Let it breathe, my friend. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. So, this is the deal. And this is crazy. Desmond Williams signs a $4 million NIL deal to play for the University of Washington. Then he goes in the transfer portal. He's got some explaining to do.
Yeah.
The NCAA has some explaining to do.
I can't believe that, actually.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,